Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we can again look at your word this morning to prepare us for prayer and to hear from you and to come to you and to receive from you as well. So lead us now, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus by the power of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, this morning we are continuing in Genesis with God appears once again to Abram in chapter 17. And we're going to look just at the first verse in the covenant extension, so to speak, or further definition with Abram that we'll see in this chapter. And so the part we want to focus on is, I am Almighty God, El Shaddai, walk before me and be blameless. So we're going to be talking about walking. And so I thought we would just sing this song, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And I'm going to do it twice. The first one is, they're both by Billy Graham. The first one is by Ethel Waters, and she's kind of hard to sing with because of her phrasing and so forth, but let's just listen to the first one, and then we will join in on the second one. And so just close your eyes and just think about what the Almighty God is telling us to walk before me and be blameless. And you know, I don't know what you think when you see that. Are you thinking about that as being a harsh command, that God is mad? Well, keep in mind, Abraham, he'll be named Abraham in this chapter, he's still Abram at this point, is called the friend of God. He is the one that God is making the covenant with. He's one that he loves so very, 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 very much. And we never have a God who is angry with those who are obedient with him and whom he loves. But I think he loves us so much that he wants us to walk with him. And if we're walking with him as he is perfect, he wants us to walk in that perfection and not in our own depravity and in our own sin, and because that's a really a hard way to go. So I think it's a loving, come close to me. Just get close to me. You know, when you were a little kid, I think I've used this before, but if your mom or your dad was carrying you, you didn't have to really ask them, Mom, would you show me the way? Or Dad, would you show me the way? No, they were carrying you, right? And you went where they went. They stopped, you stopped. They started, you started. That's the same with the Lord. We want to have that closeness with him. So just a closer walk with thee. So this first time through, just listen. And then we'll get to the next song and we can sing along. I think it's a little easier to sing along with, but we'll just do this song twice. It's fairly short.
Just a closer walk with thee.
This time we can sing along if you'd like, or you can listen.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Have about a 13-year gap between the end of chapter 16, when basically Ishmael was born, and chapter 17. So God was basically silent to Abraham for that 13-year period, at least in terms of appearing to him. Now, we're pretty sure, I would think anyway, that Abraham was worshiping every day. He was sacrificing to him every day. And so he was spending time with the Lord every day. It wasn't like he was isolated from the Lord for 13 years, but we don't have any record of the Lord appearing to him or speaking to him. But now we have that appearance and the speaking in verse 1 of chapter 17, and we know the number of years because verse 16 says Abram was 86 years old, and the next verse says when Abraham was 99 years old. So it doesn't take a real genius to figure out there's 13 years difference. But when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, and here is what he said, I am Almighty God. The first time that term is used in the Hebrew, it's El Shaddai. And El Shaddai is used seven times in the Old Testament. El is used many times, El standing for God. El stands for strength. El stands for power and might of the one true and living God. Shaddai is a feminine term, really. It stands for the mother's breasts. It stands for the all-sufficient one. It stands for tenderness. It stands for never-ending love. It stands for providing everything the child needs, right? The mother's milk is all-sufficient, isn't it? So we put these two together, El Shaddai, you have the power, in a sense, if you want masculinity, I don't know if that's quite right in this term or not, but you have the power in the El, and you have the tenderness and the love and the provision in the Shaddai. So that means God is the all providing one. And we have a number of names in the scriptures, as you know, for God, and all of them relate to an aspect of his provision, and he will always give us what we need. But here we have him as powerful and tender and nourishing. And of course, he is perfect, is he not? Always. Righteous and just, always. And then he says to Abraham, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless. So what does that mean to you? How do you take that? First of all, even before that, what does El Shaddai mean to you? What does Almighty God mean to you? How do you see God the Father in this state here? We're still in God the Father, I believe. Of course, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they're all God, and so they never disagree with each other. And of course, Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. But here we have the Lord, Yahweh, appeared to Abram and said to him, I am El Shaddai, walk before me and be blameless. And at first, it might sound to me anyway, maybe not to you, that it's kind of a stern command, walk blameless. I'm blameless, you walk blameless. But I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think God is so loving and so gracious and so merciful, it's just like he would say to us, you shall have no other gods before me. He's not saying that in a mean way, he's saying it in a very loving way, because he knows if you're following another god other than him, you're going to be in a mess. You're going to be in all kinds of trouble. So he's saying in a very loving, jealous way, jealous because he loves us so much he doesn't want us to get hurt. It's like our children. We love our children, but if we see them, they want to go play in the street, we don't want them to play in the street, so we would say, don't play in the street, right? Not because we're mean and cruel, because we love them, right? And we don't want them destroyed. We don't want them destroyed. So I think that's my idea here of how he would sound at this point. Because I love you so much, Abram, walk close to me. Walk close to me. Now, he will say a number of times in the scriptures, be ye holy, for I am holy, which to me means basically the same thing. We can never be holy on our own. But he says, because I'm holy, and what I've done for you, now you're holy. Unless you choose to wander away from my holiness, unless you choose, in this case, not to walk with me. And of course, the very first two men that we have record of in the Bible, one walked with God, Abel, and one didn't, right? Right off the bat. Right off the bat. And how could that be so quickly that it's so separated and we have murder right away, right? And, you know, immediately. It's not that, well, they several thousand years, they really walked with the Lord and then they kind of wandered off. No, I mean, it's just, one chooses the Lord, one chooses against the Lord. One chooses the true religion of redemption and substitutionary death, the blood being shed, Abel, his sacrifice. The other chooses the religions of the world. That's with my strength, what I'm going to do for the Lord, what I did. This is the grain that I grew, and I'm going to take my grain and show the Lord what a good farmer I am and so forth. But it's based on all the other religions are that. All the other religions other than Jesus Christ are based on what we do, right? And that's all filthy rags, isn't it? It's all filthy rags. So here, the Lord is telling Abram, walk before me and be blameless. Another word for blameless is wholeheartedness. Walk wholeheartedly. And another word would be perfectly. Walk perfectly, wholeheartedly. And how does that apply to you now? How close are you walking with the Lord? And I think we could put the word daily in there too, because we have a real emphasis on daily, don't we, in the scripture. The model prayer, what? Give us, O Lord, this day our daily bread. For 40 years, the Lord provided manna in the wilderness, daily, daily. It wouldn't keep overnight except on Shabbat, on Friday night. Then they were together twice as much. So that was even another miracle. Every Friday night, now you got manna that would keep one more day, right, for you. But here is God providing for their daily needs. And so I think I would insert in here, walk daily before me. That's not in the text, but I mean that just from the standpoint of what the Bible tells us to be daily. And, you know, it's not walk with me blameless today and 13 years later, now we'll check base again, see how you're doing. No, it's all the time. He wants that closeness. He wants that relationship with us, doesn't he? So walk for me, walk before me and be wholehearted, have your whole heart toward me and in perfection, in my perfection. So he has done it all. Now he just says, walk with me in it. Isn't that beautiful? We're going to spend two or three more weeks in this chapter because we will be getting into the promise of circumcision, the covenant of circumcision, and we'll be looking at the I wills maybe next week, I'm not sure. But there are 10 I wills here right in this passage that God says, I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. That's a lot of I wills, isn't it? And he doesn't say anything to Abraham on what you need to do other than, in a sense, at least at this point, he will be circumcised and that kind of thing. But right here, all he's saying really is just walk blameless as I am blameless. So he's done it all. We just need to walk in it. And how could we not walk blameless? Well, I can tell you how I could not walk blameless. Probably before I get out of this room today and the next 2 or 3 minutes after I get out, I'll probably no longer be blameless. You know, all somebody has to do is pull out in front of me or say something I don't like or disagree with me. Who could possibly disagree with me? Because I'm always right, right? And in fact, I'm never right. But I want to think I'm right, so if you don't agree with me, you're wrong, right? I mean, maybe that only happens to me, but I think that's where we are. So we want to walk before him because he is all providing to us. He's done everything for us forever. Isn't that amazing? Forever. I can't understand forever, you know, but that's the promise that we will have, and that's what has been done for us. Let us go to prayer now and pray as the Lord would lead us. Father, we thank you for your precious word. We thank you, Father, that you are El Shaddai. You are the Almighty God. You are the one who provides all things for us. You are strong and you are mighty and you're perfect, Lord, and you're holy. And Lord, we want to walk close to you. And if we're so close to you, there's no real light space between you and us. We will be in your holiness, protected and empowered by your Spirit. And so, Lord, there are those that can't pray today because of different things. There are those who will not pray, generally speaking, because they're not yours yet. And so we want to pray for the lost. We want to pray for those who have great needs. We want to pray for the church. We want to pray for our different teams and so forth around and going out. And just as you lead us to pray, Lord, so may we redeem these moments together as you lead us in prayer by your Spirit in Jesus' name.